Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Making Australian History, written and narrated by Anna Clark. All rights reserved. In memory of Stuart McIntyre, 1947 to 2021. This book was written on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Jiringanj people of the Eora Nation, who I'd like to acknowledge as the traditional custodians and storytellers of their country. I pay my respects to elders past and present and celebrate all the histories, traditions and living cultures of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on this land. History making has taken place in what we now call Australia for thousands of generations. With this book, I acknowledge that the history discipline has been part of the architecture of colonisation, policing whose stories can be told and by whom. But history can also play a vital role in truth-telling and reconciliation, as the Uluru Statement from the Heart has advocated. Seeking justice, remembering and addressing this nation's past is an ongoing and necessary condition of individual and collective healing. A note on the language. This is a history of Australian history and offers an account of the discipline over time. As such, I use a capital H to distinguish history as a disciplinary practice from the word history to mean the past and from forms of history making that sit outside the discipline. I use the terms Indigenous and Aboriginal to refer to Australia's first peoples, but not interchangeably. Taking a cue from the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, IATSIS, I use Aboriginal to describe first peoples across mainland Australia, Torres Strait Islander to describe the unique peoples and cultures of that region, and Indigenous when describing them both, as in Australia's Indigenous people. However, it's also important to note that some Aboriginal people use the term Indigenous to describe themselves. While in many communities, the use of more localised references, such as Koori, Murray, Noongar or Palawa is preferred, or more specific country or clan names, such as Darug, Wurundjeri or Yolngu. Just as there is huge diversity in the culture, country and language of Australia's First Peoples, there is also diversity in the forms of self-identity and expression. Where possible, I've used Indigenous clan, place and country names. There are frequently alternative spellings, such as Cadigal, Gadigal or Gomeroi, Kamilaroi, and spellings and boundaries of Indigenous names.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?